Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature Motown artists with their last Top 40 song on the Motown record label. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and the Supremes' last number one song and their last song together on the Motown record label, Someday We'll Be Together. Well, this was the final number one song from the 1960s, and it was by the most successful American group of the decade, of the entire rock era, as a matter of fact. Well, Someday We'll Be Together was the 12th number one single for Diana Ross and the Supremes, and their final release before Diana left to pursue a solo career. Well, what's interesting about this song is the song was actually written 9 years earlier, in 1960, by Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers, two friends who had served together in the military. Well, the song was never recorded by anybody, and Bristol recalled that he thought this was a great smash hit for the Supremes and brought it to Berry Gordy Jr., who agreed. Although this was the last single by Diana Ross and the Supremes, in strictly technical terms, this was a solo effort by Diana Ross, because the other two members of the Supremes, Cindy Birdsong and Mary Wilson, do not appear on the record at all. Their roles of backing vocalists were assumed by Maxine and Julia Waters. Well, there's also a male singer prominently featured on the track, Johnny Bristol himself. This was Berry Gordy's decision, he recalled. Diana was getting a little tired in the studio, and he and I could see we weren't getting the feeling from her that we wanted. I suggested that if I went in the other booth and sang with her, just sort of gave her a little inspiration, that might spark a little more feeling. Well, Berry Gordy liked what I did so much, he said he was going to keep it on. Here is Diana Ross and the Supremes, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. hopeless and you're lazy, just like that hound dog Daisy I had when grandma raised me. Honey child, quit granny, got too old to scorn me. Dear old auntie warned me, you sure was no good for me. Honey child, but your kiss is sweeter than the cake that grandma used to bake. All them sweet little things about you sure now take the cake. You ain't gonna amount to nothing, but you ain't gonna work for nothing. Without you I'm good for nothing. Honey child, honey child, you're about to drive me wild, and I love you so.
That was Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Honey Child, and they reached number 11 from 1967, their last top 40 song on any record label, including Motown. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together, number 1 from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown artists with their last top 40 song on the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the last top 40 song by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, Endless Love. Well, Lionel Richie's eagerness to compose the music for Motion Picture wound up leading to one of the most successful singles of all time. Its 9-week rang at number 1 ensured it several entries into the record books. At the time of its chart domination, Endless Love was the most successful Motown single of all time. As a corporate entity, Motown had 47 number 1 singles up until this date, 28 of them on the Motown record label itself. While Endless Love remained on top of the Hot 100 longer than any of them. The runners-up were Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine for 7 weeks, that was Marvin's first number one song, and the Jackson 5 song I'll Be There, which lasted 5 weeks. While Endless Love was also the most successful soundtrack single to date, and it was the most successful duet up until that date. Well, Lionel Richie recalled that Diana Ross did not have any lyrics prior to the recording session. She just had the melody. I said, I'll bring the lyrics with me. Well, at 3:30 in the morning, we started singing. At 5 in the morning, we had Endless Love down on tape. Here is Endless Love, right here on Motown Memories.
My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
And I want to share
tell me how much you care. Oh, yes, you will always be my endless love.
Two hearts that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Forever,
I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
last top 40 song by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That was a song called I Don't Blame You at All, and that reached number 18 from 1971. And we started with Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together with Endless Love, number one from 1981. You found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature for this entire hour the last top 40 song by Motown artists on the Motown record label. Well, we just heard from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' last top 40. Well, coming up, Smokey's own last top 40, a song called One Heartbreak, released in 1987 and reached number 10. Well, way back in 1972, Smokey Robinson decided to leave the Miracles because he wanted to spend more time home with his two young children. Well, Smokey continued to recall that we were always gone. We were gone 90% of the time. In fact, we were gone so much at one point, by me being the vice president, I never really had a rest because I was always working with some other artists. When I came home, I had to go to the office. And when I was on the road 90% of the time, I never saw my children. Well, Smokey continued to recall that at that time, Berry Gordy Jr. was starting to move Motown out to Los Angeles. There was just a lot of things going on that made me know I had to leave, because I wasn't contributing 100% anymore. It was better for them and for me, so I left the Miracles. Well, here is Smokey's last top 40, right here on Motown Memories.
Why do they say love?
David Ruffin, with his last top 40 song on the Motown record label called Walk Away From Love, that reached number 9 from 1975. And we started with Smokey Robinson's last top 40, One Heartbeat, number 10 from 1987. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we've featured all Motown artists with their last top 40 song on the Motown record label. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find links for some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the list of radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.